Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning, and welcome to another episode of NABWIC Talks. This is your host, Jackie Perry, and we're thrilled to bring you another extraordinary guest this week, which we do every week, from the incredible members of NABWIC to the resourceful individuals and organizations driving our growth as women. There's someone here for you, all types of leaders, all types of entrepreneurs. Each episode is a journey towards inspiration and greatness, and you don't want to miss a beat. So we are so glad to have you here on this wonderful Wednesday, if I can talk. Remember, you can always catch up on our past episodes and subscribe to our channel at blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. And if you're ready to join the iconic red shirt, the women with the iconic red shirts, then all you have to do is simply visit our website, nabwic.org, that's NABWIC.org, and hit join. It's just that easy. But listen, today on this wonderful Wednesday, we're joined in the studio by some truly special people. We have publisher and author Ursula Odom, the exceptional consultant extraordinaire, Mr. Gerald Barnes, and of course, our founder and master builder, Ms. Ann McNeil herself. Good morning, Ann, and welcome.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jackie, and everybody who's listening currently, live and in person, or in the future. Jackie, I am so excited. But again, I'm excited every day. But I'm especially excited today, Jackie, because we are sitting on a private plane in Miami on our way to Tallahassee to advocate for black women in construction legislatively. You know, we talk about going to Tallahassee. We talk about going to Washington, D.C., but do we ever stop and talk about going to our local city, county, school board meeting? You see, I am also a member, in addition to being the founder of NABWIC, I'm also a member of almost 50 other organizations. 10 of them are solely construction. So that's ABC, AGC, CASF, ASC, all a lot of different organizations. And one of them, which is the ABC, Associated Builders and Contractors, they have a motto that says, if you're not in politics, Jackie, you're not in business. So as we prepare, I just want to just let everybody know, so if you hear some noise in the background, that's the plane getting ready to take off. But I would be remiss if I didn't show up today because we have a very special new member. Actually, this young lady, and I'm not going to go into her bio, you're going to do that. But I'm excited about Ms. Flagg. I met her through, just like everybody else, through the organization coming in as a new member. And she just reminded me before the podcast started about the fact that I asked everybody to do something. And the reason for that is because I know that when we provide an opportunity to add value to our members to increase their bottom line, that's a benefit of membership. And the higher your membership level, the more value we add. And so we're also, next week, we're going to be at the New York Build. We have members today, Jackie, that's at the Tampa Expo. So we have members doing a lot of different things to continue to elevate this brand and elevate this organization because we are the voice. And I keep saying that to everybody. And people want to know, well, how do you know you're the voice? Why do you say you're the voice? And you know why that is, Jackie? You know why we're the voice?
No, why is that, Ann?
Because I said so.
I knew you were setting me up.
But it's true. You know, whatever you say repeatedly over and over and over again with confidence, with self-confidence, self-respect, increasing your self-image and your brand, people believe it. If you believe it, and I believe and I know for a fact that we are the voice, but I'm going to mute this voice of mine so that we can hear from the voice of our special guest today, Ms. Flagg, and I'm very, very, very excited about her, not just her membership and her involvement, but her energy. Beautiful woman, mm-hmm. of course, on the inside and the outside. So as always, Jackie, let's get this party started.
Indeed, indeed. Let's dive into another inspiring episode and get this party started. So thank you, Ann. And it's just funny because before you came into the studio while we were waiting on you, we were just surmising that you were probably somewhere on a plane. However, we would never guess a private plane. So you're off planting NABWIC flags and being an advocate for us no matter where you go, and we want to thank you for that. But, yeah, let's get this party started because we do have with us as our special guest in the studio today our newest member and empowerment legacy woman, Ms. Zakiya Flagg. And I'm going to just want to welcome her, first of all, before I read her bio. Good morning, Zakiya. How are you doing?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Jackie. I am so happy to be here. I'm doing well. I was looking forward to this. I got up super early and got myself together. I said, I want to get up, jump on this radio show, and get into this conversation about National Black Women in Construction. So thank you for having me.
Well, I was excited, too. But ever since we did have that opportunity to connect, during our annual meeting. It's been really, really exciting, and I've been looking forward to this. So I'm going to take a moment and read for our listening audience a little bit about your bio so they can understand or have a little bit of background about who you are, and then we're going to go from there. So Zakiya Sheila Flagg owns Flagg Labor, also known as Capital Cleaning Services, LLC, in Union, New Jersey. It's a leading construction support and commercial cleaning firm. And for over 15 years, Flagg Labor has supplied the New York and New Jersey tri-state area's major projects with skilled tradesmen, including carpenters and safety flaggers. Notably, in November of 2023, just last year, her team played a crucial role at Newark Airport's New Terminal 8. But beyond business, Zakiya is dedicated to workforce reintegration, collaborating with the New Jersey Reentry Corporation to secure construction jobs for individuals exiting incarceration. Her impact work has been recognized in the New Jersey Biz Magazine and the New Jersey Star Ledger, showcasing her commitment and the legacy she continues following her husband, Joseph Flagg's passing in 2013. So that's just a little bit to give you a sense of the enormity of Sheila's, of Zakiya's commitment to the construction industry and what she does. But Zakiya, I read a little bit about your bio, but if you would, take a moment and tell our audience, in your own words, a little bit about your background and how you came to do what you do today.
Okay, sure. I'd love to, Jackie. I'm just making sure you guys can hear me still. So good morning again, everybody. Good morning to all the listeners and all of the members of NABWIC that are on the line here. So basically in 2007, my late husband and I, Joseph Flagg, we started Capital Cleaning Services. And Capital Cleaning Services was supposed to be an extension of Flagg World. Initially, the company was called Flagg World. It was supposed to be an extension of Flagg World, and we were strictly supposed to go over the commercial cleaning jobs or the post-construction cleaning jobs. So fast forward, so Joseph and I, we started working closely together in pursuit of that while he ran Flagg World, which was still the construction arm of our business. So from 2007, fast forward to 2013, when his tragic passing came about, I literally was thrusted, and I mean thrusted, into the construction industry, like literally, like ejected in. I had two very small children at the time. My daughters were age 4 and 5 when this happened, and my bonus son, which is his son, Samir, he was 8 at the time. So three small children, newly widowed. You know, it was a lot going on. I had people calling me, offering me condolences and looking for their paycheck at the same time. No exaggeration. They literally called me and said, "Oh, Ms. Flagg, I'm so sorry about your loss with Joe and everything, but how are we going to get paid this week?" And the reason why is because Joe's pay structure was a little different from mine. I've done things, I've brought the company to a whole nother level in these past 10 years because I've been doing it by myself for 10 years this past October 2023. So anyway, so my point is that's how I got into the construction industry. The good news of that, the ironic part of that, is that I also received calls from his clients at the time, Rocconelli Construction in Melville, New York, is a huge reason of why I'm even able to do anything. Pinnacle Construction out of New York, another one. Tachi, there was so much live work on the line when Joe passed away, and these GCs, these general contractors, and these really the project managers mostly, and the VPs, they called me and they said, "You know, we're sorry for your loss, Ms. Flagg, but if you can continue to send us laborers, we will continue to send you work." And that's exactly what they said. I didn't know how I was going to do it. That is a true story. I did know because I saw what Joe did, but Joe did it a little bit different from me because, again, he was more on the ground, more out in your face. His brother Steve was more of the administrative arm of the business. And, of course, I was a housewife doing the bare bones minimum. But I was able to figure it out. And people say, "Well, how did you figure it out? You know, you had two small babies on your lap, blah, blah, blah." Basically, the internet helped me. Craigslist. Joe had a lot of relationships with halfway houses, hence the reentry. He used to pull guys from different halfway houses. He had a lot of relationships with the unemployment offices and things of that nature. And also, just him doing it for so long, he had a whole pool of potential laborers that he could call whenever we needed work. So, of course, I used some of them because they were actively working. But as we all know, sometimes when there's a change of guard, things change. "Oh, Joe did this. Oh, Ms. Flagg, you're different," so forth and so on. But, again, I had to service my clients, like seriously. That's what it was about to me. I was like, I got to service these clients. I have to get them laborers by any means necessary. Joe used to drive a lot of the laborers to the sites, especially the ones from the halfway house, because there's a lot of rules around that. He had to pick them up. They had to be back by curfew, so forth and so on. So what I did was I went to Craigslist. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jackie, Craigslist was hit or miss. It was not all hits. I had a lot of yeah, people not showing up. It was crazy in the beginning. It really, really was. You know, the contractors, the project managers, and the site supers would call me and say, "Oh, could you send me 4 laborers to this job site tomorrow morning?" And 2 would show up. Stuff like that was happening. 6 would show up. They would ask for 6 and 4 would show up. You know, stuff like that. The good news is they kept calling. They kept working with me. They kept giving me chances. They didn't give up on me, so I didn't give up. And I just kept going. You know what I mean? I kept going. I built the business from there. During the day, when the children were at school, once they got a little bigger and they were in elementary school, I took advantage of any type of day business mixers. So anything lunch, I was there. Anything breakfast, I was there. You know, I would take the kids to the morning care. You know how some parents lean on aftercare? I leaned on morning care. So I would take the kids to anything morning care, get them there, go to morning care so that I could go to this business mixer in Manhattan at 10 a.m. So I could go down Trenton at, you know, 10, you know, whatever I needed to do. So that's how I built the relationships with different GCs. That's how I met Governor McGreevy with the whole reentry situation. Like, and I just kept going like any other aggressive, you know, business owner would do because, again, I was a housewife. I didn't work.
No, that's okay. Because again, it's wonderful to hear you share all the things that you had to do. In fact, navigating the loss of a partner is incredibly challenging. I can attest to that. In the midst of everything, though, that you just described, like I said, you know, you had to go to the mixers, you had to deal with the constant changes in the labor pool, all kinds of things. But can you share how you found the strength and determination to continue building the construction company in the wake of your husband's passing? You described a lot of things that you had to do as an entrepreneur, but where did you find that strength and determination?
So I found that in the incentive, just to be candid, in the incentive and the motivation that we all have behind getting our bills paid. And I not trying to be funny, but the flexibility that being self-employed gives you with your time. Again, my children were so small that I needed the flexibility of being able to tend to them after school hours. I needed that. So that's what gave me my strength. That's what gave me my motivation. I used to do in 6 hours while they were at school with people that complain that do 10 hours. I did it in six. Like I had to be on the phones, on the internet. I've been working remote way before COVID, way before. I sat right at the counter and I made my life happen. So that's what motivated me to keep going, reaching out to project managers, going on job sites, something that we don't do now. It kind of faded with the internet, but Joe used to do it. Joe used to walk on the job sites to the trailer. We loved anything new, anything. Whenever we saw a trailer in dirt, that was our opportunity because we knew that PMs and supers would be, you know, lingering around sometimes. So I did stuff like that back then because you could still do that. So I would, you know, again, during those 6 hours, I would drive around New Jersey, drive around New York. And again, I was still getting the calls from his live clients, but just I would like leave my card. I would say, hey, is the site super here? Is the project manager here? Stuff like that, trying to get to the decision makers. Because one thing I learned quick, which Joe taught me that before he even left here, he was like, we talk to decision makers. We don't do middlemen. And he's right. And it's no disrespect because I'm sure there is a reason for the middleman to facilitate whatever they need to do. But we need the decision makers. It's yes or no. We got it. We need the opportunity to. So that's what I learned from him before he left here. Joe was always in pursuit of an opportunity to pitch and present what we had to offer and how we could make your job site better and run more smoothly. So that's what I did. You know, that's what I did the same thing. I sent out postcards. I just kept going. I kept going until eventually I did start getting calls from people that were new, like new clients. I was like, wow, you know, it's working. It took 2 or 3 years, but it happened.
Well, you talked about the importance of consistent marketing throughout. And going back, I do want to just, again, commend you on your remarkable spirit for being able to continue on and grow the business until today. You all are involved in some very major contracts. In fact, most recently, as I mentioned, you worked on the airport project and your manpower that you had, all those laborers installed concrete barriers in the entire rental car parking garage at Terminal A. And that was 300,000 square feet. So,
and maybe again, a little bit more, not to cut you off.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a tremendous amount of square footage, which, again, attests to the fact that you are very instrumental and very effective in gathering a workforce in order to get a we do want to commend you. And
let me tell you a little bit about that real quick, Jackie, not to cut you off, but for anyone in any woman in construction or anybody, man, woman, anyone that's in construction, especially if you are, an independent in construction person like myself and like so many of us, getting on those government projects, believe me, like I said, I took the business to another level from where Joe had it. I know he's probably proud of me and clowning me at the same time. But to get on those projects, that level, you can't even get there. I tease the Port Authority because I'm certified with the Port Authority. But I tease the Port Authority and I say to them, a small business can't even be down with y'all unless they have a certain dollar amount, unless they can prove that they got the insurance and the bonding and the this and the that, which I have all of that. But the thing is, I have all of that because of the private builders. And I always like to let anyone in construction know, like, listen, it's not easy to get on the bigger projects because then when you finally get there, they're like, oh, well, what's your paperwork looking like? What's your P&L looking like? You know, can you really afford this payroll? Can you carry yourself for, 60, 90 days? Y'all know how they do. You know what I mean? So it takes a lot to be able to even withstand stuff like that. So to be on, and by the way, we did the airport twice. That's just our most recent. We did it just in 2023, and we also built, we did traffic safety control for when they built the actual parking garage. So that was 2 years ago. That was through I forget the name of it. Oh, High Concrete out of Pennsylvania. We was a sub for them, and they actually built it. So again, it was dirt. It was nothing. And our guys did the traffic safety flagging. So you can't even get on these type of projects unless you have built yourself up on paper a certain way. So, it's a lot. And then it brings me to, like, NABWIC. Like, I've always wanted to join a company like this. Let me tell you, this is very, very important, Jackie. As I was coming up with all of this, I felt very alone. And I still sometimes feel alone because construction is male dominated and we all know that, and that's okay. That's okay. We've all conformed and complied to that. It's not even a problem anymore. But it does sometimes make you feel alone, and because the way that the industry or the peers would receive Joe was different from how they would receive me. And again, I could only go to those day mixers. So my point is that I've always wanted an organization similar to NABWIC to kind of support me and lean on me, for me to lean on them and just to kind of like have my back and be in the know and pull my ear and teach me stuff that I don't know. And I've visited other ones and I went to their mixers and stuff like that. And I didn't join. I did not. Well, I won't say the names because I don't want to be disrespectful. But NABWIC, yes. Go ahead.
I just wanted us to just pause for a minute there because you're on a topic that's really, really important, and I want our listeners to really pay attention. And that is, like you said, a lot of organizations you want to join, be a part of something, you didn't join. So right after this commercial, we're talking to Zakiya Flagg. It's really about her journey of empowerment and legacy. But we're going to listen and learn why she became a NABWIC member. We mentioned that she is one of our newest NABWIC members. But first, we're going to have a commercial, and we'll be right back. But for our listeners out there, if you have a question, if you want to join this conversation, all you have to do is press *1 on your phone, and you can join the conversation as well. So we'll be right back talking with Zakiya Flagg right after this commercial.
My name is Dina Neely. I'm a licensed electrical contractor. I'm founder and CEO of Detroit Voltage. I am a member of the Detroit chapter, and I kind of stumbled upon NABWIC or was introduced to NABWIC early on when I first started my company, and it's really been a wonderful journey. I love being able to communicate with like-minded women. I mean, it's one thing to be a woman in construction, but it's a very unique thing to be a Black woman in construction. And being a part of this organization has really been helpful in helping to grow and navigate through growing a construction business. And of course, our fearless leader, Miss Ann, she's always a wealth of knowledge, and being able to pull from her has been invaluable. And so one of the things that I'm super duper proud about being a woman in construction is having a part of the revitalization of my community and being able to take my children along for the journey. And again, my name is Dina Neely, and I celebrate women in construction.
Yes, we're back, and we are celebrating women in construction. And today, we are celebrating our special guest, Zakiya Sheila Flagg. And Sheila, Zakiya, I want to call you by your middle name. I refer to you as a workforce champion, a construction innovator, team builder, empowerment advocate, all of that. And there are so many things that we can just go on and talk about this morning. But right before the commercial, you were just about to tell us a little bit about NABWIC and why you joined. So I want to ask you to just continue with that thought.
Yes, absolutely, Jackie. So as I mentioned, I had been looking for an organization similar to NABWIC, Women in Construction, period, locally, whatever. I've been to different things just for the support of it all and for the knowledge and so forth and so on. And I just didn't feel a match. It wasn't about money. I don't really care about money at this stage in my life because, you know, we can't take it with us and so forth and so on. So I'm not really, it wasn't about that. It was about a connection. It was about a resource. It was about a feeling. And when I came across NABWIC, I had the pleasure of going to one of the billion-dollar lunches virtually in 2023. And I had heard about NABWIC, though. I had heard about it. But I went to a virtual luncheon virtually, and Miss Ann was speaking, and I liked her. That's it. That's just keeping it honest. I liked her. I said, I like her energy. I said, I like that she is a person that talks the talk, and she probably walks the walk, because this is when I didn't know her yet. This is just me observing. I was like, she did something about, I don't, you know, it's just something about people. I said, it's something about her. I don't know. I like her. I like her energy. So I kept, you know, following NABWIC and listening to little things that you guys had going on. And then I said, that's it. That's it. I actually got on a call with NABWIC one time, a live one where I was able to engage. And that's it. When I got off of that call, I joined. Only thing is that I joined the wrong membership level, but I'll change that when it's time to renew next year, because I didn't realize that that was like even a thing. I just wanted to join. But that's what made me join. Miss Ann, she made me join because I said she's the type of woman that she really is an advocate for us. Like, she's not just talking. She's not. She's really not. And she will delegate some work out, though. Now, let me tell you, she going to grow this business, and we're going to all do it together. And what happens is, because we're all doing it together, you get to elevate your own business at the same time. Like, all of those connections that we all want, because you're working and you're busy, and if you volunteer to do different things with the organization, you will find yourself in front of, like I said, the decision makers. You will find yourself in front of them while at the same time helping this beautiful organization grow itself for so many women in construction. So that's why I joined, Jackie, and I'm so happy that I did. I'm a forever member. I can tell you that right now.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm so glad that you took an opportunity and wanted to share that, because being a member of NABWIC carries so many benefits. And the very first one, and you mentioned it, you said it, elevating your business. You know, a lot of people are always looking at what's in it for me. Well, if you just take that one, there you go. So I know, again, I had an opportunity to meet you when we were in an annual meeting. Again, your just energy and your enthusiasm. We're glad to have a member such as yourself. And then you talked about meeting Miss Ann. Hey, it's hard not to like Miss Ann. You just can't do it. So we are very, very privileged to have a leader and a visionary such as her leading this organization. But just to piggyback off of what you said, I want to encourage everyone, not just because Zakiya said it, but because it's just true. You know, like Ann said at the beginning, because we said so. That's why NABWIC is, you know, the premier organization that you can join. But networking opportunities, access to resources, the visibility and recognition, advocacy and support, mentorship and development, business development, community engagement. I can go on and on. There's so many reasons to be a part of this fabulous organization. And so Zakiya has found that, and she has plunged both feet forward into being involved. And as she said, the more you become involved, the more you elevate your business. So I just want to say to you, Zakiya, I'm personally very, very happy that you have joined NABWIC and you have already hit the ground running. Thank you for volunteering to be a part of our podcast committee. We're very, very excited about that. And we just know that you're going to reap all the benefits and rewards that you're looking for as a result of this connection. So I want to thank you for that. And I also want to pause for a moment because I don't want to just take over everything, but we also have in the studio with us Mr. Gerald Barnes, and we call him our consultant extraordinaire, and we want to give him a moment to make some comments or ask a question as well. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning. I can't say much because we got to keep it moving, but thank you for coming on. Look forward to working with you, and the energy and power that you bring in is ready to take Jersey throughout the whole United States and the world. So congratulations for finding the right place to be. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Well, thank you, Gerald. And actually, Zakiya, when I think about it, there are just so many things that we can talk about. I really would like to explore a little bit more about this area of workforce development, et cetera. But as Gerald said, we're already at the top of the hour, and there are a couple of more questions that I really would like to ask. But first, coming in from my social media, there is one question that a listener has, and that question is unique skills. What kind of skills have helped you be successful in this particular industry? If you had to sum it up.
If I had to sum it up, I would just say being aggressive, seriously, and being present. That's it. And knowing how to target the right people, but pretty much just being aggressive as far as the skills are concerned. I used to think that different certifications were relevant, and I found out that they do have their place. They do have their place. Especially when you're dealing with government contracts, but really it's all about being aggressive. That's the skill, seriously.
All right. Thank you. Being aggressive. And I know our listeners already have their notebooks and their pens and they've been jotting down. I know it's been coming fast, but a lot of nuggets that will help them in their growth and development. But speaking of growth and development, we also have a question that we ask all of our listeners because we do want to continuously grow and learn. And so you're sharing this information is going to help us. So our last question, so to speak, is tell us about your favorite book, your author, or something that you are currently reading that's been a benefit to you.
Oh, my God, I would love to. Let me just grab it because I don't want to mess the title of it up. So it's called The Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. That book has been helping me for the past year. I started reading it in 2023, and I reference it very, very often. It's the type of book where it's philosophy driven. It's about faith. It's about a way of life. It's about looking in, and it's about pretty much seeing yourself outside of yourself and seeing how you deal with and or respond to life. It really is. So that book has been helping me, The Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes.
All right, great. So we would definitely add that to our list of resources, The Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. And so, again, great book. Add that to your library. We're going to add it to our list of developmental resources here at NABWIC. And also, Zakiya, as we're getting close to the end, is there anything, any last words that you would like to leave to our listeners? And it could be anything, again, about NABWIC membership, about the business, or whatever. What would you want us to kind of chew on and resonate on?
I don't want to say sound corny, but I guess, I mean, I just say have faith in yourself, be positive, and keep going, especially if you are an independent, self-employed, you know, small business owner. I'm a small business owner 100% of the time. I don't do it part-time. I don't do it on the side. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, my God, I got my job, and, you know, if I sell 10 pies, then that's good. No, it's book work or don't have money, period. So it's that raw. So if you are a business owner or independent person, like I said, small business owner, I just say have faith, be positive, know that there's going to be no's along with the yeses, but you have to just keep going. That's it. Every day, just get up, keep going, write your list, know what you have to do, make sure you get all of your work done, make sure you have insurance, and because another thing, I got a call from a potential new client yesterday, not to diverse and take up time, but he said to me, he goes, oh, and because he wanted me to send him a quote, and he goes, and by the way, do you have insurance? I was like, of course I have insurance. He's like, you wouldn't believe how many people are in business and they think that, and they don't have insurance. So make sure you have insurance if you are in business, because you really can't book work, especially in this industry, without it. So, I hope that wasn't too much, but, yeah, that's my word.
Oh, no, that was great. That was great. And again, for our listening audience, from beginning to end, you've been able to share some wonderful tips, wonderful nuggets. You know, it's just like grab them as they come. So this has been good. And another thing that we typically do, too, when we post on our social media, something that our guest says, we usually try to grab and, you know, make it into a hashtag. So for you, we've got three today. Have faith in yourself. Hashtag have faith in yourself. Hashtag be positive. Hashtag keep. Thank you very, very much. We certainly appreciate that. We got to have you back on the show, and we're going to have you on the show in other ways too. So again, thank you for your volunteerism. But, we want to just thank you for just being here with us today, sharing a little bit about your legacy, letting us have some insights into how you empower others to be what they are and to do what they do. Thank you again for being an example in the growth of your business. But we'll have you back again. But for today, we want to say have a happy Wednesday and thanks for everything. And Zakiya, we've been truly blessed with your presence. And we just want to wish you a great day as well. So thanks for listening.
Thank you
we'll be
so
back.
Much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, so much, Jackie, and thank you to all the listeners, and thank you to NABWIC. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.